Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
The world is rapidly changing before us. Increasingly, we see teens identifying as the opposite sex, and rapid onset gender dysphoria is what they call it. Too many are falling for the lie that someone can change their gender, ignoring the chromosome issue. Sports are a major target for the normalization of the transgender ideology, and there's a lot going on in that realm. My guest today is Steve McConkie, founder of 4Winds USA. He was a successful USA national track and field coach from 82 to 92 and has run over 68,000 miles. And my legs would fall off if I tried to do that. Thanks, Steve, for being with us.
Yes, thank you again. And I'm glad we can talk here from liberal Madison, Wisconsin, two blocks from probably the most liberal university in the United States.
The most liberal one. That's saying a lot for sure. You know, as we look at this whole transgender issue and we look at the big push, I think one of the primary pushes is into the sports world. Are all state athletic associations on board with the idea of allowing athletes who identify as the opposite sex to play on the team of their choice?
Yes, I think pretty much every state's on board in some way or another. You know, they used to require more medical proof that a person wants to become, you know, the gender of their mm-hmm. choice because they choose falsely. There's no genetic backing it up, but they decide to become a girl. Or a girl decides to become a boy, which usually the case is guy becoming a girl to take advantage of the sporting mm-hmm. opportunities that they feel they can have. So I think most state associations, they do, it used to be different degrees, but it's pretty wide open.
Wow. Seems like I read a story where recently the Indianapolis, Indiana High School State Association had a change in their sports physical form where they changed it from, you know, where you could choose male or female, where there's actually a blank line next to the word sex. Instead of that, they have two questions for athletes. Those are what sex they were assigned at birth, female, male, or intersex, and how they identify their gender, female, male, or other. So, and basically, the Indianapolis High School Athletic Association is giving an opportunity for a transgender athlete to identify as such. Do you know how well that change in their form was received?
I think once they get in, it'll be so ingrained in that opportunity. You know, in mm-hmm. that situation for transgenders, to ruin sports in Indianapolis, that's the push. Mm-hmm. But the good news in the last few months, there's been a couple cases that are very great for the movement of stopping transgenders. And there's actually three things that are going on, but I'll talk about the two first.
Okay.
The first one is in Connecticut. They stopped funding to the school that had a transgender sprinter that was dominating women's sprints, and then they come with an agreement to not use those funding for sports.
Oh, okay.
And the Department of Education in the second one was going to take funding away. They actually did take funding away and were threatening Franklin Pierce University. They had this 400 hurdler that was a male identifying as a female that won the 400-meter hurdles in the NCAA Division II championships. So they required that school to stop transgenders. So those are two cases that are very good.
Right.
And the third one, I got to say right when it's on my mind here, is there's 14 GOP attorney generals that are backing the Idaho bill to stop transgender athletes in Idaho. So the federal judge there said that transgenders, they passed a law there in Idaho that transgender athletes can't compete. A federal judge blocked that law.
Okay.
So now 14 GOP attorney generals have sided with the state of Idaho, and said that we are going to try to, they signed a brief trying to stop the federal judge that they can't stop that bill from going through.
Yeah, I think they sent a brief to the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals that it was appealed to the Ninth Circuit after that federal judge put a stop to the enforcement of the Idaho law. It makes sense. I mean, Idaho's law makes sense. It bans transgender athletes from competing on girls' high school and college teams. And like you said, most of the times it is guys so-called transitioning to become a girl, identifying as a transgender female, who want to play on girls' sports teams. And my thought is that they can't do well enough on the boys' team, so they think, wow, this will be an easy path to take, is to identify as a girl and to play on a girls' team, which we've seen that, I think, Alaska and Connecticut. Those are just two examples of where girls were actually unable to get scholarships that they would have more than likely won if those two quote-unquote transgender girls had not been on the team. So we see girls being disenfranchised. And my whole thing is, where are the feminists in all this? There was a hard fight to get the laws passed, the laws in place to protect girls' sports. Where are all those who fought for that law? Why are they being so silent? It's just totally...
Yeah, you're starting to get more. And when I took this on, we were the only ones publicly, as you know, mm-hmm. in 2003, taking on the transgender movement in Olympics. Then it spread to state high school associations, the NCAA, and pro sports. And what you're seeing is a few feminists are getting on board, with very few and far in between.
Yeah.
And the problem is, they know that what they try not to do is get involved in that, because most athletes, you know, as I say, when you're younger, you probably shouldn't take this on, but people like me should be taking it on, and I do, mm-hmm. because I just believe that they're cheating women,
right.
And at the same time, we need more women are speaking up. Now, I will remind you, in 2016 at the Rio Olympics, they had the women's 800 meters at the Rio Olympics. I knew there was three intersex athletes that were competing in that thing, so I tried to get free volunteer lawyers in Wisconsin to help me sue the International Olympic Committee to stop the race and make attention to this.
Mm-hmm.
And they did not. Nobody listened, mm-hmm. and they thought, well, this guy is just out there on a limb. All three intersex athletes, which is different from transgenders,
right.
but they didn't test their testosterone,
mm-hmm.
won gold, silver, and bronze, and after that, it changed. Now, after this Olympics, which has been canceled this summer,
right.
they were going to come and make the changes. They already made the intersex athletes go from 10 nanomoles of testosterone down to 5, and now for intersex athletes, which are not transgender.
Right.
But then next summer after the Olympics, they're planning to make it tougher for transgender athletes to compete in the Olympics. So there are some successes.
Well, that's good. I'm just hoping that from now until the Summer Olympics is that there won't be pressure put on the Olympic Committee to not make it tougher for transgenders, because the transgender issue is being embraced by the liberal media and is being embraced by the Democratic Party, and there's going to be a lot of pressure on the Olympic Committee not to make it tougher on that.
Well, the problem they get is they get all these scientists, and I don't know what research are doing, trying to say that transgenders don't have an advantage, and everybody knows that's
not true. For sure.
And they did scientific studies on tests, et cetera. They know that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the liberal agenda is trying to destroy, and I really believe this transgender movement was started just to put it in the face of Christians and people that believe in principles and values. So it's kind of a last-ditch effort to say we won, and we need to stand up against this and keep praying and reverse it.
Absolutely, because that was, as soon as the Obergefell decision was handed down in June of 2016, I think it was, everything went crazy with this transgender thing. I mean, that was immediately out the door. It's pushing the transgender issue. And there was no question that they were willing to go the entire length of absurdity with this, the sexual.
Yes. And Obama Biden, he put the directive in, you know, to make it so high schools have to accept mm-hmm. transgenders. Even my little town of Webster, Wisconsin, has a transgender that was a cheerleader, and they're having problems there.
Wow.
And they can't call the person a boy. And the reason I say this is, the first day in office, Biden is planning, if he makes it there, and I hope Trump wins, but you know how that goes.
Right.
It's going to be a tough battle.
Yeah.
The first thing he's going to do in office is go back to the transgender directive that Obama had.
Yeah.
So Trump has done a lot of very great things in our effort, but it's going to be all switched around if Trump is not in office.
Absolutely. And just the fact that you mentioned that the Department of Education is going to be withholding funds from schools that push the transgenders in sports.
He'll reverse all of it.
Yeah, he would definitely reverse all of it, because he is on board with all the LGBT extremism that's out there. Just recently, the USA Gymnastics changed their policy. How did they change it?
You know, it's really odd because, you know, like most sports will require some sort of medical verification that you're transitioning. Mm-hmm. Olympics say you don't have to have surgery, but you got to be on, you know, medical hormones to be able to switch over to transitioning. But the USA Gymnastics says you don't have to do anything. You just say, one day I'm a boy and the next day you're a girl. One day I'm a girl, next day I'm a boy.
Oh, my goodness.
This is just going to open it up to confusion. You're going to have, you know, not right away, but you'll have some supposedly brave athletes step up for the transgender movement and push their agenda on everybody. But what happens is, when that happens, is like I said, an 800 meters race where intersex athletes beat all the women, mm-hmm. then people start getting noticed and they get upset.
Yeah.
And we must remember that I asked Rasmussen to do a poll, and they found out that 26, 27, it depends on the day of the poll, are in favor of transgender athletes. The majority of Americans, even Democrats, oppose.
So 26-27% of Americans...
Americans say it's good that okay. the transgender should compete as an athlete. The Equality Act that they're trying to get through, that's mm-hmm. already passed the House of Representatives, they're trying to equate the LGBT movement into the Civil Rights Act of race and, you know, male-female mm-hmm. back right. then. Now they're trying to incorporate that in there. And it passed the House. It wouldn't pass the Senate, or Trump would veto it too.
Right.
But now that Senate race that's coming up is very important, because Kelly Loeffler, who's running down there, her and four other senators have a bill against transgender athletes, and they tried to push that through a month ago. So if she's not in there, it's over. The Equality Act comes in. Mm-hmm. There will not only be people speaking up against the transgender homosexual movement, there will be jail time and fines.
Well, that's right. But yeah, Mike Lee of Utah, Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee, James Lankford of Oklahoma, and Tom Cotton
yep.
of Arkansas are the other four senators who have signed on. But like you said, Kelly Loeffler is one of the two senators in the Senate runoff race on January 5th. I'm sure that her opponent would not push this bill if her opponent were to win. I mean, the Democratic Party...
Oh, they would push it right through. I mean, we lose the Senate, it's over.
Yeah, it is, because if Biden gets in, then it'd be... If we lose the Senate with those two Senate races in Georgia, if they both go to Democrats, it's a 50-50 tie in the Senate, and the vice president gets to break the tie. In the off chance that Biden does become our president, the vice president is going to be Kamala Harris, and we know where she stands on these issues. Way out.
Well, you know, Biden on his campaign site said the first day in office he's going to reverse everything that mm-hmm. Trump is doing in the transgender and LGBT movement, period.
Yep, that means transgenders in the military also. Yeah, for sure.
What you're going to see there, and the difference between now, we can speak up like we're doing right now against it.
Mm-hmm.
I know a guy up in Canada, and it's well known, he went through the court system, he called a female politician, well, no, it's a transgender politician, was a male, he called him a man and got a $50,000 fine.
Was that Bill Watcoat?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that's coming here.
It is, it definitely is. If the Equality Act, which is being pushed big time by the entire Democratic Party, like you said, if that gets passed, America will never be the same. Will never be the same.
Or in northern Minnesota, which it turned to Trump, but it's a usually very Democrat liberal place. In a small town in northern Minnesota, a teenager decided to become female, decided that, now hear me out on this, he wasn't, but he decided, mm-hmm. and he competed on the girls' basketball team in practice, go in the locker room and do exotic dances in front of the girls with this, you know, excuse me, you know what's going on. And the thing is, the parents complained, and the parents got in a little trouble, they were able to fight it. But in this situation, if the Equality Act goes through, not only will those parents be told to shut up, they could even potentially get fines and that thing. In other words, it would be like, now I'm going to be careful here. We know that there's racism in the United States, not the Black Lives Matter type things that they say, but mm-hmm. there's a little bit of, you know what I mean?
Right.
The Civil Rights Act is good in the sense of mm-hmm. saying, you know what I mean?
Right.
You can't discriminate, you know, and I agree with that.
Right.
But they take it to the extreme of, so, but if you put homosexuality in there, that is going to be, and I'm going to be careful here, to be like calling them the N-word.
Mm-hmm.
If you say that it's a sin. And that's where we got to realize it's not a genetic component, but it is not the N-word to call homosexuality a sin.
Exactly, it's not. And you're right, because the 1964 Civil Rights Act, which the Equality Act is seeking to change and include sexual orientation and gender identity, that is equating changeable characteristics of sexual orientation and gender identity. They're equating that with unchangeable characteristics of race and, you know, ethnicity. And so it's equating something that's changeable, sexual orientation, gender identity, to something that is unchangeable, the race and ethnicity, which, again, Democrat, I was going to say politicians, but Democrat politicians specifically have gone so far left when it comes to this issue. And, you know, LGBT organizations like GLSEN, which, of course, that's zeroing in on public school system, they're pushing this big time, and they're upset if any school dares take any kind of stand or make any kind of changes that would make it more difficult for a transgender student to play in sports or anything like that. Parents need to be well aware of what's going on, and Americans in general need to be well aware of what's going on when it comes to things like the Equality Act when it comes to the sports situation, especially if you have kids, if you have a daughter, especially in school sports, that the transgender activists are coming for your daughter's sports team to incorporate their strange ideas. And like you mentioned studies and scientists and stuff, you know, who are saying that some people are born transgender, some people are born in the wrong body. Only thing I can figure out is that they are being paid off. I don't know, you know, but it makes no sense when you look at the facts, how they can come.
Yeah, what they do is they go over things and try to say that transgenders don't have a physical advantage over women.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
And I don't know how they can come up with that, because, you know, the heart's bigger, the brain, you know, different things.
The bone structure.
I don't want to say the brain is bigger, but the nervous system is bigger.
Yeah.
You know, to respond to stimulus, muscles are bigger,
right,
and that kind of thing, which would make more sense in order, for example, if you're running 100 meters, to dominate the nervous system with the bigger muscles, the bigger heart, the bigger blood system to get oxygen to the body. If you got a 6'10 basketball player to decide to be a woman, you got a height advantage that you can never reverse.
Wow.
You know, so, I mean, these studies are way out there, and I think even the liberal International Amateur Athletic Federation, which reversed some of this intersex testosterone levels, they realized, they actually did studies and found that women 800 and 1500 meter runners had a definite dominant advantage if they were transgender.
Oh, yeah. When it comes to issues like this, I've concluded that common sense is dead. Some people can look at the facts and reach a totally nonsensical conclusion, and other people can look at the facts and realize that boys have advantages over girls when it comes to sports. And you listed the several advantages that they have. I mean, that's the way God made them. That can't be changed.
No, and if you look at the scriptures in the Bible, which, you know, that's where we have, like, I get criticized all the time, you know, separate your Bible from the scientific facts. But I start at the Bible, then I go and look at the scientific facts. So I do the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
I don't try to prove the scientific facts based on the Bible, but the Bible is very clear and never counters good science.
Absolutely.
And what the Bible says, if that's presented, like, for example, transgenders being dominant, and you don't believe that, I believe the Bible calls that delusion.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think we're doing, a lot of delusion today and not common sense.
That's good. You're quite right about the delusion part. We're definitely living in a tower world. It's almost like we're living in the twilight zone with some of the stuff we see going on, because it is delusion. And that's an excellent, excellent point.
If you look at the Marxism, socialism agenda, which that is, if you look at Cuba, for example, the communists didn't accept homosexuality or Marxists for a long period of time. Then they shifted, and now it's almost like the dominant force that they would participate with to, you know, take over the world. And this transgender movement is a thing, too, to push socialism and anti-God, anti-family.
Yeah.
See if they can get these people in there, and it becomes an anti-family. You got transgenders in the high school. All the boys are in this particular school in Wisconsin are told, if you call this person a boy, that you will be disciplined. And I took it on and got family counseling. So anybody up there calls a person a boy, they will not be disciplined. They'd be going to court to be protected. They got the right to say the person's a boy. Now, that doesn't mean a person should go behind the boy and say, boy, 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 and tease the transgender.
Right.
But we have a right to, and what happens, what I'm trying to say is, so you got one person out of, let's say, hundreds, and you can't say that the person's a boy. So basically what they're doing is they're pushing the Marxist socialist propaganda on the whole student body over this one person.
Absolutely.
In other words, they're educating your children to be anti-family.
Yeah, and that's what we see. We see usually it's just one person, one student in there who's pushing this. Oh, like the case in Virginia. I can't think of the kid's name, but this, I think it's Fairfax County, Virginia. I believe it was Gavin something,
yes.
I believe. But you know,
with the bathrooms.
Right, exactly. I mean, she wanted to be a boy, and so she was pushing the issue in her school district, and they went through the court cases, several court cases and appeals, et cetera, et cetera. And it wasn't until after she graduated that the court case was decided. Unfortunately, it was cited that the school district had to comply and allow transgender students to use the bathroom of their choice, et cetera. But again, many times it goes through the court system, and the student who initiated the problem to begin with is already out of the school system, already graduated. So it's crazy. How can folks contact you?
Well, what we got to realize in those efforts too, I had a high-ranking school official here in Wisconsin tell me privately that these kids, these transgender kids,
mm-hmm.
know all the activist sites.
Oh, yeah.
They know all that, and they're trying to be activists, and that's why Liberty Counsel told me not to mention the person's name in a news release to bring attention and make it look like a personal battle.
Okay.
So what we got to realize, it's very coordinated,
yeah.
And these people on the sites are not just these innocent people being affected. They're out there to destroy.
You're absolutely right, because I've read numerous cases, even here in Pennsylvania, where, you know, these kids didn't realize they were transgender until they got on a transgender website. Like, okay.
Well, here in Madison, Wisconsin, I think you're very much aware of this, maybe not. They can give you a transgender name in the schools here in liberal Madison, Wisconsin, that supposedly 77% of people voted for Biden. Here in liberal Madison, Wisconsin, you can give a transgender student in kindergarten a transgender name and not notify the parents and brainwash that kid all the way through school.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and the parents will never know about it.
Yeah, I think the Philadelphia School District either has embraced a similar policy or is leaning that direction. I mean, pull your kids out of public school. Too much.
Yes, and, you know, and I get the biggest criticisms I get are supposedly, quote, Christians
mm-hmm.
that say, you know, oh, you're too negative. I never call names, but I, you know, like mm-hmm. we're dealing with facts here.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the same people, they don't realize how brainwashed they become with the system that they're in.
Yeah.
If they were to take even a Bible verse, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and just read that one single verse with the Bible mm-hmm. open in their classroom, they would be fired almost on the spot.
Yeah.
And if you tell me, if people tell me, and I get attacked by these people all the time, they don't realize they've been brainwashed with the system.
People don't know what the Constitution really says, doesn't know what the rights that are listed in the Constitution. We're biblically illiterate, and we are not civic-minded. We've lost our ability to be civic-minded. We don't know what our Constitution says, what rights it gives us. We don't know any of that stuff. And the public education system has one of their goals to not teach what the Constitution really says. It's teaching kids to be activist, and it's manipulating
yep.
the kids, and it's
and the Marxism agenda is on the way. We get Biden, and I tell you what, Trump, as much bluster and stuff he does so much great for what we're doing,
yeah,
that, you know, I can't even describe it. And he's
yeah.
been a guy that's a sinner, you know, whether he's saved or not, I don't know, but I tell you one thing, he's done a very great thing for many Christians. And I'll tell you, here's a sign here that you want to remember. I go by the Freedom From Religion offices are right up the street here in Madison, Wisconsin,
mm-hmm.
the largest atheist group in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
The quote when Biden supposedly won, and we'll wait to see, but they are flabbergasted that they're so happy Biden won, and they publicly said that Trump gave him such a hard time, it was hard on their organization. And that's a sign right there. They loved Obama, and they like Biden.
Wow, they love the leftists, who are anti-Christian, as you mentioned earlier. Anti-God.
If you go on my Facebook and I need to start putting my newsletters on my website at 4windsusa.com, the number 4windsusa.com. I'm going to put my newsletter there, and you read my newsletter and see the battle we're in and the quote from the Freedom From Religion Foundation here in Madison, and you will see that we're living in a very dangerous time. People don't know there's a Marxism taking over and a socialist agenda. In his story with the capital H, you know, it's because God's right. in charge, but right. at the same time, we're heading for some very tough times.
Yeah, we definitely are. Definitely are. Wow. Thanks, Steve, for being with us. And I do encourage folks to go to your website, 4windsusa.com, and they can contact
you. Yep, number 4windsusa.com.
And they can contact you through there with email or such?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Or call, I got a phone number, I think I do on there, but I've got our mailing address on the website. I don't put a private address because I got stalkers and mm-hmm. I had many threats over a month.
Yeah.
And the FBI got involved and you know how that goes.
Yeah. Well, they should be doing things like investigating election fraud during this time.
Yep.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thanks again, Steve. Thanks for keeping yes. up to date on this, the whole sports arena being hijacked basically by the transgender agenda. That's what we see happening before our eyes.
So, yep.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania, 16323, or by visiting their website at www.afafpa.org.